listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with the latest. The federal courts fined Uber $21 million over misleading fare estimates and cancellation warnings. It follows action launched by the consumer watchdog back in April. The fines were expected to be higher. The Defence and Foreign Affairs ministers have held significant talks with their counterparts in Washington on security in the Pacific, the Russian invasion, climate change and a higher rotation of US military in Australia, while Richard Marles has confirmed Japan will have a greater role to play moving forward.
It's really important that we are doing this from the point of view of providing balance within our region and involving other countries within our region, and we look forward to being able to have more engagement with Japan in terms of that force posture cooperation.
We've heard from the Treasurer regarding the latest on the Australian economy. GDP grew 0.6% during the September quarter. Economists predicted better numbers, but Jim Chalmers is happy with what he's seen. Looking overseas, and Donald Trump's company's been found guilty of tax fraud. The verdict handed down in New York this morning after a trial into a scheme by some top execs to avoid paying personal income tax on work perks like luxury cars. The Trump organization's been accused of being complicit and could face a $1.6 million fine. And finally, back home, around 60% of Aussies are forking out more for essentials than they were just 6 months ago. The findings showing cost of living crunch is hitting young people the hardest.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.